Hey, you've reached Bible time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is expectations. I know that if you're anything like me, you've had a lot of expectations in life. You expected things to turn out better than they did sometimes. And sometimes you had other people putting expectations on you that you couldn't live up to. Expectations are part of life, and most of the time they're just a bunch of stuff that you don't need to have to deal with and live with. God made you an individual. He gave you a life and said, well, here's what he said. He looked out to the crowd and he told his disciples, he said, I have come that they may have life, and that life may be abundant and full and rich. We should be able to walk in that expectation that Jesus has given us freedom to live life. And yet we have religion that puts expectations on us. We have different denominations and churches that put expectations on us. We have family that puts expectations on us of how we should be and whatever is else. We have the law that puts expectations on us. They all seem to get jumbled up. We have so many expectations. I got to drive the speed limit. I got to color within the lines. I have to think a certain way and be politically correct. Hogwash. That's what I say. Now, that's not to say that I want us to all run around and be immoral. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is our expectation should be of God and from God. He should give us the direction and set the standard for our life. Not somebody else, not some other situation, not some government, not some church or religion. We should be in communication directly with God. And our Heavenly Father should be telling us, this is the way, walk ye in it. And the Bible does that, doesn't it? The Bible, His Word, His Holy Word tells us, He says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God. Isn't that an expectation? If you want an expectation, there's one. Be transformed. Live your life for Christ. Another expectation, walk in the Spirit, because then you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's an expectation. Here's another one. Whosoever believeth in Christ shall be saved. They won't die. They won't perish. They'll have everlasting life. There's an expectation to be whosoever. The Bible's full of expectations, but every expectation from God is for our good, for our edification, to strengthen us and give us hope and give us peace and give us joy and life. They're not expectations that are going to steal from us, that are going to bind us up. If you're bound today by expectations, you must know it's not of God. You know how I know? Because the Bible says in the 23rd Psalm, where does He lead? If the Lord is my shepherd, where does He take us? Still waters, green pastures, where He can restore our soul. He doesn't take us into a turmoil of an angry sea. He doesn't take us into conflict unless we're standing up for Christ and we're fighting against the devil. So think about that today. Where are your expectations coming from? Let them come from God. God bless you and have a great day.